From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Artificial intelligence is used to figure out what movies we might like to watch, what music we might like to listen to, who we might be into on dating apps. But when machines learn from humans, they can also learn human biases, including race and gender biases. That's a problem when companies use AI to try to decide who to hire, for example. Hannah Harris Green reports on how some companies and engineers are working to make AI fairer.
Talia Goldstein is the CEO of 3-Day Rule, an in-person matchmaking service headquartered in Los Angeles. At first, her hiring requirements were strict.
I believed that matchmakers should be in their mid to late 30s, married, and having gone to Harvard Business School. And I was hiring very specifically for that.
But then she began to use ZipRecruiter to find employees. ZipRecruiter is a company that matches potential employees to potential jobs. It uses artificial intelligence to find matches. Other recruiters do too, like Symphony Talent and Textio. Goldstein says ZipRecruiter helped broaden her thoughts about who to hire when it came to age and education, and wound up hiring people younger than her ideal age range. Who did well?
Someone who is 23 and this is her second job can be just as successful as a Harvard Business School grad in their late 30s.
Job matching means feeding lots of data into a computer about who companies hire. The AI system then creates an algorithm that can scan resumes and decide whether someone looks like a good candidate. But if the algorithm imitates companies that have discriminatory hiring practices, it will also discriminate. When ZipRecruiter engineers began developing AI algorithms, CEO Ian Siegel says he was aware of this possibility and found ways to prevent it.
We consciously remove as much information that could lead to bias as possible. If you have the term waiter and you have the term waitress, always use the term waiter.
Phoebe Vallanos, Associate Director of the Center for AI and Society at the University of Southern California, says simply removing characteristics like gender or ethnicity isn't always enough.
The reason is that some of these characteristics may be correlated with others.
So even if a characteristic like ethnicity is hidden from the algorithm, it could still discriminate based on something else statistically linked to ethnicity, like education level. Vallanos says that with careful engineering, AI decisions can be designed to be fairer than human ones, but only if engineers keep that goal in mind. In Los Angeles, I'm Hannah Harris Green for Marketplace.